All right, crew, check in, please. Co-pilot's on. Engineer's on. Nav's on. Scanner's on. All right, let's run the before starting engines checklist. Item 1, 785, 365F checked and signed. APU clear? Clear. Engineer's report, gentlemen. That's the way it starts in an airplane, and we're beginning our mission right now. And my name is Woody, and that's all I go by, at least for the next 13 programs. I'm hosting this program, which is called The Bigger Picture, The Unity of True Faith and Right Politics. And some people will take that and use pejorative speech to take shots at us because somebody will say, church and state ought to be separated and religion is mixed with politics and that ain't good. Nonsense, as a previous fellow said frequently. Nonsense. Our Father in heaven, who had a plan in mind from the beginning for this nation called America in its existence to accomplish specific things for his purposes, has watched us over the ages, well, it's at least recent decades, has watched us turn our back on that mandate to do what he wants us to do to fulfill the mission of America. Well, the truth is, it's already been fulfilled. Another story for another time. But for us to continue in his good graces, there's a lot of things that we need to do. And this program exists through the courtesy of Wes and Dee Cox, owners of WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. Through their kindness, I have the opportunity to sit behind this microphone and talk to you about things that, well, are extremely important. A lot of people say, well, Woody, who are you to define for us what's important? Well, that is a fair question because everybody claims to have an answer for everything, particularly in the country we live in, where everybody seems to have a right to an opinion, whether their life reflects by the fruit of their life that they know what they're talking about. But everybody has an opinion, and that's going to be kind of the one of the items that we talk about today as we get into this program. But since this is the very first program of a series of 13 that will begin today, the 6th of May, and run through the 30th of July, we are going to attack through my eyes what I believe to be the fundamental issue or issues that are causing America to be, in my opinion, and I have a lot of documentation to support it, in my opinion, we're in our most dangerous hour. No one has ever been in this country under the threat that we're under, and the vast majority of people are totally clueless. This station understands it, and there's a lot smarter and more articulate folks on this radio station that are preaching a message of wake up America than I am. But I have a particular idea. Wes shares it, and we believe that this radio station is part of the process of cooperating with God's will to achieve his purpose, and we believe God will allow us to have a great reawakening of America through this little radio station. All that will be explained over the next few weeks. But right here where we are broadcasting from, the first great awakening in America actually began, and the very nature of the religion of America that de Tocqueville called, said Americans after he visited here, were the most religious of all people that he had ever known. There's a certain fiber about us that is different from any other group of people in the world. Homo religius, as some great theologian called it. But we define a very, in my view, purified version of the gospel. And it is by God's design, because we live in a very significant age, and the existence of America marks that. And I'll base that on Revelation 13:10, and we'll talk about it again in the next 13 weeks. But America's got a purpose. WCGA will cooperate that with that purpose as a humble little station, and seek to, because I'm not going to make some bold statement, we will, it's up to Father God, but we must make the effort. We seek to cause the great reawakening in America at a time when America is at its greatest peril. Okay, let me begin with an opening statement so that you're going to understand exactly why I say what I say and how you should take my words, okay? The words I speak, my rhetoric, is really opinion, and it's based on a lifetime of reading and building a great personal library. I got a bunch of books that I've read over the years, a bunch. Also, my military and professional career, in which I interacted with national shakers and movers. Though I was never myself an important person, I served very, very important people. I was a fly on the wall where the rubber meets the road around the globe, where the real things were happening. I know the emperor is naked, because as the Bible says, all is plain to him that understands. I get it. I have books and personal experience that support my views, as well as the only book that really counts, the Word of God, which is right here at my elbow as we continue this program. What I opine on this station through this program, the bigger picture, the unity of true faith with right politics, this program is really what I believe. And it is why I say what I say, like it or not. I believe what my eyes are telling me. I hope you do too. America is in trouble, so I throw it back at you. You hear me doing what I'm led to do. What are you doing about it? All right, that said, I'm not a man with a bunch of academic letters behind his name, though I've got a pretty good education. I'm not a man of great wealth at all, because our family, by God's grace, has lived by Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 through 9. Two things I ask of you, Father God, give them to me before I die. Keep vanity and lying lips far from me, and feed me with food that is sufficient for my needs. Don't give me poverty that I steal and profane your name, or, and this is key, don't make me wealthy that I simply shrug my shoulders and say, who is God? Not wealthy. That means I've been greatly blessed of God. We have had divine sufficiency all our lives. But if you were to come by my house or check my bank account or check my personal record for being a CEO of a major bank or something like that, oh boy, would you be disappointed. And you'd say, well, wait a minute, this guy doesn't have a lot to show for being so direct about what he says on the air. Now, real wisdom comes from God. And we're going to talk about a little verse from Ecclesiastes a little bit later in the show that explains why God works through the simple people and not the wealthy and the famous. Okay? All right. As we will do on every show, there's eight basic doctrines that define the religious faith of America. Okay, well, that's Woody's opinion. It's Woody's opinion based on a good bit of research and a book that I wrote. But if you bear with me, there are eight basic doctrines that are essential to the Christian faith. The first is that the fatherhood of God is the most essential doctrine of the Judeo-Christian ethic. The second is that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. There's no other way. The third is the Holy Spirit is the member of the Godhead who, after we receive Christ, points us to the Father, leads us to the Father, and along the journey, he explains to us what Jesus said, as Jesus said that would happen in John 14, 15, 16, 17. Then the fourth is there's a literal Satan. He's real, and he's battling you and I because he doesn't want to get to Revelation, I think it's 2010, where his judgment is sealed for eternity. The fifth is the leadership of men, the leadership role of men. The sixth is the divine role assigned to women in creation. The seventh is there is a coming Antichrist, and there's a major, major, major problem with Christian understanding of that. It's a reality, it lies ahead, but most of Christianity thinks that's in the past. And lastly, folks, for some of you this won't sit well, but it is the truth. Really, it's all about the Jews, God's chosen people, and all of history can be interpreted in what's happening with them. Romans 9 through 11 explains that. We're coming up on the end of the first segment. So what I've done is told you what my opinion is. It's based on a lot of things that most people wouldn't cite. And I've recited those eight basic doctrines. On the backside, we're going to get into some pretty heavy stuff about the fatherhood of God. So I pray that you'll join me on the backside as we continue Program 1, Segment 1. Thank you for listening.